For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for January 9th, 2008. This week, I talked to RSA's Art Coviello about ongoing consolidation in the security market. And a new rootkit threatens Windows users. But first, attackers could exploit several flaws within Windows to hijack targeted computers and do a variety of damage, Microsoft warned as it released two security patch bulletins Tuesday. The vulnerabilities affect various versions of the operating system, including Windows XP, SP2, and Vista. The first bulletin, MS08001, is rated critical and addresses two flaws in Windows Transmission Control Protocol, Internet Protocol Processing Component. An attacker who successfully exploits the flaw could take complete control of an affected system and then install programs, view, change, or delete data, or create new accounts with full user rights, Microsoft said. Microsoft said the security update is critical for supported versions of Windows XP and Vista, important for supported versions of Windows Server 2003, and moderate for supported versions of Windows 2000. The second bulletin, MS08002, is rated important and addresses a glitch in Windows Local Security Authority Subsystem Service, also known as LSAS. Attackers could exploit the vulnerability to launch malicious code on targeted machines with elevated user privileges. Next, security researchers at Symantec say a new rootkit is in the wild, using an older method to silently attack and take over a victim's machine running Microsoft Windows XP. Symantec Security Response said the Trojan .mebroot takes control of the system by overwriting the master boot record with its own code. The master boot record is an important part of partitioned storage on a computer's hard disk and contains the important startup files that run the machine's operating system. The malicious code replacing the boot record contains a custom-designed stealth backdoor Trojan, 467 kilobytes in size, stored in the last sectors of the disk, according to Symantec. We'll be back after this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market, and before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out SearchSecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotis offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit searchsecurity.com and search for mergers and acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
Art Coviello, president of EMC Corp's RSA Security Division, raised eyebrows at last year's RSA Security Conference when he predicted an end to the security market as we know it in the next 3 years. Since customers are increasingly demanding that more security be baked into their larger IT infrastructure, he said, standalone vendors will continue to be consumed by larger companies such as Microsoft, Cisco, and IBM. Last week, I talked to Coviello about ongoing market consolidation and whether last year's prediction still rings true today. He said it does, though he added some caveats.
I'm thinking back to RSA last February and your keynote where you talked about, where you made the prediction that the security industry as we know it would pretty much be gone in the next 3 years, or I guess we're looking at 2 years now. And I wanted to touch base with you to see if you still feel that way and where you see things going specifically.
Yeah, I absolutely do. And you saw a lot more consolidation going on, this year. You've got a whole category, the data loss prevention space, right, that was basically consolidated virtually before it got off the ground, with acquisitions by us of Tablas, I think WebSense acquired a company, and then Symantec acquired Vontu. So there's a couple of examples where, before a category even got a chance to develop, a lot of the bigger names in it were already acquired by folks. I've refined my opinion a bit. One of the things that I said, there was a qualifier about the security industry wouldn't exist. I said except for innovative startups, because there's lots going on, and I've been trying to figure out how an industry could seemingly consolidate and fragment at the same time, because there just seems to be no shortage of new companies solving little point problems that have seemingly developed.
Give an example of that, of a specific problem that has sparked some new innovation.
I think the data loss prevention, the data leakage, is one area. What you're now seeing now is a lot of things around policy, access control around people. But from a policy standpoint, you saw a company, fine-grained access control, saw a company get acquired by Cisco. This year, I guess in the third or fourth quarter, what was the name? Securent, as opposed to Securent, which is the company we acquired 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a company around policy that got acquired. There's all sorts of things in threat management. Endpoint security that we're seeing lots of companies do startup work. We continue to see people develop solutions to malware because the antivirus guys just haven't been able to keep up in that regard. So there's a lot of startups in that space. I just think that you'll continue to see people trying to solve point problems and startup companies, and there'll be some pretty good innovations.
And that's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.